From left to right on your radio dial, we have Will Connolly, there is Travis, and there is the Tip Sheet. How are you fellas doing?
Better than you.
Yeah, no.
That is 100%
you
correct.
You sound very, very much better than I sound right now. Went to 4 o'clock last night.
Beyond impressive.
And we are joined right now by the big man.
Oh, Jub.
International Chirp Chirp. Moose George Dunham. What's up, Moose?
Nothing. Just came out to see my dudes.
Yeah.
My invasion dudes.
We are,
How you feeling?
If the first 3 minutes of the show is any indication, it's going to be a long day. A very, very long day.
Man, I had a feeling that you were going to do something great last night. I just had a feeling about that. And that's why when I woke up in the middle of the night, I said, you know, I bet Donovan is still going. And I heard you playing some great tunes. And it was, I don't know, 3:45?
Yeah.
Amazing.
God, he's going to go all night.
Yeah, no, I thought about it. And I think Justin, because Justin was on with me. He called and we were having a lot of fun just talking hip-hop, talking music. Listen to some tunes. Creighton did a great job last night. It seems like every tune that we talked about, he pulled that thing up and we were listening to it. It was awesome. But right when we went to break before the last segment, Justin said, yeah, I got one more Emmy. And I thought, man, I can't ask him to push it to 6 o'clock.
Good Lord.
So that's why I stopped
Shut
at four.
Her down.
Yeah, I thought I had a little bit more juice in me to go a little bit longer, but I was having so much fun with Justin. I just thought I'd shut it down right there.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Well, I thought it was great radio because I like it when any of us are on talking about something we feel strongly about, whether it's Matt about beer or
yeah.
You about a particular kind of, you know, an artist or whatever. And some of the guys, like I listened for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes or so before I went back to sleep. I said, man, I'm so tired. I'm going to go back to sleep. But I thought it was cool, though, in some of what you were playing, I had no idea what it was. Some of the people you were referencing, I didn't know who they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, no, that's the great thing about it because I never pretend to be an expert. I don't know everything about it. I will definitely admit that I'm straight old school and like my 80s and 90s. But every time you'll hear something or hear a different artist or a song, like I was telling him last night, I think I shared this with you too, Matt. I'm not quite sure. There's an Eminem song that's been out since 2005 that I just heard like last week.
Really?
Yeah.
That song you played me yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did play for you yesterday. Yeah. That's the first time I ever heard it. And so just kind of discovering even some of the old school music that you don't know about or even new artists. We talk Dallas hip hop because I don't know a lot about that because, you know, we had a few big time artists come out of Dallas, but the scene is pretty cool, but I don't know anything about it. So
I did hear Big X the Plug, and I've heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
My son's football team, they were all about Big X the Plug.
Yeah,
this year. They
you, I'm from Texas. Big Boy was doing it. Didn't he walk? He walked
biggest,
Earl Spence.
The largest.
I think when Earl Spence fought Terrence Crawford, I think he had Big X the Plug walking
yeah.
down to the yeah. To the ring. I think that was the case.
Because he's big now, right? I mean, popular.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's always been big. But.
Let's say yes and yes. He's both big and popular. I think he's probably now, if you talk.
He's got a commercial.
Yeah, if you talk hip-hop from Dallas, it's definitely Big X the Plug because Creighton got mad at us last night. Come on, dudes, Big X the Plug.
Yeah.
Like, no, we get it. It's just, you know, he's a new
artist.
I
once ran off on the plug twice.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, that's a Plies reference for everybody.
That was a big thing for you at that particular time. a real big thing. But we did it. It was fun. I should have gone a little bit longer.
No, four is incredible.
I was I took a pretty good nap in the afternoon to try and get prepared for that. And that was a long nap. I think I slept from like 4:15.
There's nothing wrong with the afternoon nap. 6:45. We had it right in kindergarten.
Yep. I know. It was so great. And I didn't get any of that. I skipped kindergarten.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I guess I've heard that before.
I didn't get the nap.
You didn't have naps in first grade? I guess not.
No, they're done.
Definitely in kindergarten we had naps.
Yeah. That's when things started going downhill.
First grade.
I can't nap, man. Yeah. I tried so hard yesterday to lay down for a while and make myself fall asleep, but I just can't. I can't turn my brain off.
What was the grade that kind of freaked you out? Like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. To me, it was third. Math seemed to get harder, and I swear we had to write, and kids don't have to do this anymore, but I'm pretty sure third grade was cursive.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah, third grade.
I mean,
yeah.
You're just learning how to spell words, and now you got to learn this.
And now what's the point of teaching people how to write? Just teach them how to type and analyze
computer
code. I know.
Yeah, right. That's about it now. Man, I think I can remember being freaked out going to the fourth, because when I went to the fourth grade, that's when we changed schools.
K through 3 to 1 school, and then 4 through 6
on the other. I definitely freaked out going to middle school.
Yes.
I mean, I was terrified.
And that is the worst time, I think, for a kid.
Now, it is.
Because you're not really a kid anymore, but you're not
and that a age is the most reckless and stupid.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to a new school, because we had moved a couple of times when I was in middle school, and that was horrible.
Yeah.
We moved in the middle of my sixth grade year. I did 1 year in Plano, and we moved in the middle of my seventh grade year to Rockwall. So when I arrived in Plano, you're new. You're the new kid. Then when you arrive in Rockwall, you're the new kid. So I got to, I had to do it twice at 12, 13 years old.
Oh, man. That's tough.
It was rough.
But, yeah, changing schools, and it, there were a couple of schools in DISD that if you went to that school, like, it was – it felt dangerous, and especially middle school. Because there was a middle school, and I think it's still operating, Bow Story, that, you know, is in our neighborhood, and that's your home school. So if you lived in my neighborhood and didn't go to, like, the academy like I did, you were going to Bow Story. And the reputation over there was, whoa, watch out.
You better be ready.
Especially a seventh grader. Like, you – you're fighting all the time.
Yeah.
And Donnie wasn't fighting.
No.
At all. So I was like, I don't want to go to Bow Story. And then once you tried to get accepted into the academy at Holmes, which wasn't a cakewalk, because you have the separate part of the school where the academy, and I was in the band, and that was in the regular school, and that wasn't a cakewalk in itself, but it was way better than I thought than Bow Story. I got the acceptance letter to Holmes on the first day of school. So the whole summer, I thought I was going to Bow Story. And I'm just...
Oh, man, just dreading it.
I'm just... I don't even want to... I don't know what to do. I need to move somewhere.
Like, yeah.
Take me somewhere else. I can't do this. And
man, that is such a tough age. And I remember that same... Yeah. This is when I lived in Chicago. And junior high there had a similar reputation. Like, hey, if you go... And sure enough, that was like the only fight I've ever been in. And... It involved me getting hit and hitting the basketball floor.
Damn, yep. Really?
Yeah.
Two punches, right?
Yeah.
Two sounds.
Yeah, two sounds.
Pop, pop.
And that was it. And I remember thinking, God, man, this is it's like prison where you're just trying to survive. And I'm 12 years old.
And I went to high school downtown, and it truly wasn't a, hey, you got to watch your back high school. Now, my home school was South Oak Cliff. And, of course, you get the reputation of that being, hey, you just watch your back. I remember the first day of school where we walked to South Oak Cliff to catch the bus to go downtown to go to school.
Yeah.
And my buddy, my best friend growing up, he went to Arts Magnet. So we walked to, caught the same bus. They'll drop off at different schools. And we're walking. We cut through this one street to go to South Oak Cliff. And the only thing we heard while we're walking was, y'all better run.
Oh, damn.
And, you know, we have our first day of school clothes on. We're going to high school. This is great. Yeah. We're going to... Y'all better run. We didn't know where it came from. It came from the house somewhere. And we kind of looked around and was like, man, whatever. And then we looked again. And then we just took out. We got the sock as quickly as we could, man. It's like, man, we prayed the bus is there. Please, bus be there. Bus be there. Hopped on that sucker and tried to wipe the sweat off of your brow when you heard that, man. It was.
Did you know the Gales family? You know, Jimmy...
Oh,
coached
no.
at South Oak Cliff and then North Texas. And
no, I didn't.
He had kids that were in South Oak Cliff. I just didn't know if you ran it. He's such a great dude.
Yeah, my my younger sister is the only one that went to South Oak Cliff, and she loved it.
Yeah.
But I followed my older sister to Business Magnet, so did not go to South Oak Cliff. But, again, it took a while to get that acceptance letter saying that I was going to business. So for a while, part of the summer, I thought I was going to soccer, and I wasn't as freaked out.
Yeah,
going to SOC because I was Bow Story. I was freaked out going there. I was like, I don't know if I can do this, and I need to be homeschooled. That was before homeschool was a thing. No, I'll just learn here. I'm kind of smart. We're not going to do that because you feel like a king when you're sixth grader.
Yeah,
Like, that's the end of elementary school. Like, yeah. We were the kings at the school. Right. Yeah. It was great.
And then you start at the low point again.
Again. Yeah. It's the trip how you just, you're building up
horrible.
To be the big dog. I was the big dog in school. We're sixth graders. This is great.
Hell yeah.
Then you got to go to middle school.
And then seventh grade where you are, it's terrible.
Okay, but what's more intimidating when you're going to junior high and you're changing classes and all that, or when you're a freshman in high school and you walk by a
grown
senior
men
dude or
who are 18
or a
dressed
senior,
up mustache,
and
right.
you like you're 8 because you haven't developed yet as a freshman 14 year old stick figure.
But see, I don't know, something about that didn't bother me at all. And like I said, my sister was a grade ahead of me, and so she was just a sophomore when I got there. It's not like she was running anything, but I don't know. I felt really comfortable going to high school. Now, I showed a picture last night. I don't know if you saw it. Freshman year Donovan should not have been comfortable because I looked like
little and
big old glasses.
Urkel.
Dude, I'm telling you. I don't know why I didn't trademark Urkel. Urkel should have had a little R right above it because that was me. That was me growing up. I got to find this picture again. It is remarkable.
Yeah, I got a picture of me as a freshman on the basketball team if I can find it.
That I did not.
And you'll be like, no way that dude didn't get his ass kicked every day.
Every single day.
Yeah.
The picture I'm going to show you, you would think, yeah, that dude right there should have gotten his ass whooped every single day. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, so I have it. There's freshman Donovan right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Urkel.
Dude, I don't know why I didn't.
Huge glasses.
You're like Urkel mixed with Webster.
You were little.
I should be getting mailbox money right now from ABC and Family Matters. I'll tweet that picture out. I may have done it before. I don't know. But it is remarkable. And this girl that's on the other end, same class. She's a freshman. So look at her. And
yeah, well,
look
the girls
at me.
Always,
right.
Yeah, they look like they had no
incredible.
Business being in our class.
Incredible. Yeah.
That was the other one about being a freshman, and then the senior cheerleader walks by, and you're like, oh,
yep.
That's a woman.
You're like, whoa.
Look at me. I have got so much nothing, and we go to the same school?
We're here together? How does this even work?
I have no idea.
Dude, it is incredible.